Dr. Vishnu Chundi's on a phone line. Listen to this now. He's the co-chair of the COVID-19 Task Force. This is with the Chicago Medical Society. Doctor, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Listening to you, I think I'm going to put in $500 and get me some whiskey beer after 12 noon, because we want the alcohol not just for our hands, but later on in the evening.
Yes, we've got both kinds there, don't we?
There you go. You got $500 for me. There you go, John.
Okay. All right. Well, now you have to tolerate a Zoom conference with me and Orion Samuelson. How about that?
There you go.
And I will resolve that in a moment. But first, let's talk about what the Chicago Medical Society is doing. You are looking for people who have been diagnosed with COVID-19, correct?
Yes. So I've been chair of the task force, and we're trying to get donors for plasma, which is proteins made by your body after you've been infected with COVID-19. And that, we think, from an infectious disease perspective, makes the most sense to try to use early on, or if you get really ill, because your natural antibodies can help get rid of a person who's critically ill in the hospital. We're looking for donors.
Is this an experimental thing, or do you know that this is going to knock it out for somebody?
This is an experimental thing. Mayo Clinic, as well as Anthony Fauci, have been pushing this for a little while, and we're trying to get all the ducks lined up so we can help people in Illinois get this therapy, because right now we don't have much in the way of therapy. So it is an experimental thing, and we're going to use the Mayo Protocol to get our patients this therapy.
You told me off the air this morning that, though, this is a therapy about which you all are pretty optimistic, right?
Yes, from a therapeutic perspective, because our group, Metro Infectious Diseases, probably takes care of more COVID-19 patients than anyone else, because we're in multiple cities, Detroit, here, Atlanta, and we're finding it very hard to watch young people be on ventilators, and we have very little to offer them other than turning them on their belly and giving them medications which may or may not be helpful. So we think this may be a very promising therapy.
So if I've had it, I've developed antibodies. If our bloods match, is that it? Then if we're the same type, then I'll give you my blood, and then my antibodies are now going to fight your infection.
That is correct. In a simplistic way, yes. but it makes sense, because you've survived it because your body made proteins to help fight off the virus. And these people who are progressing on this are not able to make those proteins, and their bodies may not be able to fight off the virus and may be having an excessive amount of immune response.
Okay.
So this would be one of the things we would use.
So you are literally, as people listen to you now, you want them to call a number I'm about to give or go to a website that I'll give and volunteer to give blood, and then they'll show up somewhere and give blood? Is that the idea?
Yeah, right now we'd like to get as many people in the pipeline as possible. So as the blood centers get online completely, we'd have enough donors, and we can move quickly to offer as many patients as possible this therapy. That's our hope.
What if I know I've had it, I lost my taste or smell, I had respiratory issues, fever. A lot of people out there are self-diagnosed but have never been tested. So they can't guarantee that they've had the virus, but they'd sure bet on it. What about those people?
So there's an antibody test, which is different than the swab that they put in your nose, which they're actually checking for virus. The antibodies tests are about to come online throughout the country, and that's the hope for our country, to get everybody back to work. So the majority of the people have not been tested. And see, these folks with these symptoms, we can do a blood test, which will be available through your doctor's offices, as well as eventually through, I suspect, Walgreens and all the other CVS, and you'll be able to get tested, and we would know who's positive and who's negative. The unknown is, how long does this antibody test really help you stay symptom-free and protect you? So that's the next step of this process, as we're learning more about the disease.
Because if I had it, say, in December, January, February, March, and now I don't have it anymore, I suspect I would test negative, but maybe I have the antibodies. So we want an antibody test. You're telling me that will be available soon, maybe simply by calling my healthcare provider or going to Walgreens. That's not there yet. But in theory, we all might be able to make that donation of our antibodies to other people. So would you want those people that we're talking about who are pretty sure they've had it but not been diagnosed to also call this number or go to this website?
Right now, it would be ideal if we had people who are known positives that had a positive test. But as we get the antibody test, yes, we would want those people also to call the number, and we'll have enough we'll have enough of a numbers of people so we'd be able to service all the folks that, that require this. Yeah. And there are going to be future therapies available where, you know, it'll be safer than what we're doing right now.
Well, unfortunately, there are more and more possible donors to your program every day. It's COVID19CHI.org. COVID-19 and then Chicago. So COVID19CHI, COVID19CHI.org, or call 877-CMS, as in Chicago Medical Society, CMS, and then DOCS, DOCS. So 877-CMS-DOCS. Or COVID19CHI.org. If you've had it or know someone who has, get them to call or visit that site and then maybe donate and maybe, who knows, save someone's life. Doctor, fascinating. Keep doing the good work you folks are doing. I know that you guys are more involved in this than probably any group in the country. So thank you for what you're all doing. And if we can do more for you down the road, let us know.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
That's Dr. Vishnu Chundi. You got that now? COVID19.org, 877-CMS-DOCS.